Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Talking Sports with Mike T here on a Monday. I'm your host, Mike Tramatozzi, here with you for the next half hour. And if you're new to the program, what we're going to do is talk about whatever we want to talk about for the next half hour. And if you're not new, welcome back. Today is one of my favorite days of the year, and that's the day after Selection Sunday, where you take a look at your bracket and pick your brackets out and discuss it with your friends and coworkers and what you think is going to happen. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try and sort all this out, and you know, since by the time we come back next week, it's going to have started. So who makes predictions after things start? So let's go through that, and we'll see what we've got. If you want to join in the conversation, 760-283-0846 is the number. So if you've got ideas, let me hear them. I'm always interested. Well, let's start with the South. All right, let's start in the Midwest. The overall number one seed, Louisville, winning the Big East for the second straight year. They have a pretty easy bracket, if you ask me. You know, they potentially have Colorado State or Missouri in the second round. I actually like Missouri to win that game. You know, obviously Colton Iverson and Pierce Horning are really good for Colorado State. I just don't know if they can contain Phil Pressey, and they do have Alex Oriaki down low as well, who can kind of try and limit Iverson as best as possible. You know, can Colorado State kind of muck up the game? Yeah, but I think talent kind of wins out, especially in these early games. You know, you have to get considerable luck if you're a lower seed. So, you know, Louisville's obviously going to beat North Carolina, A&T, or Liberty, whoever gets in. You know, I like Missouri to beat Colorado State. The interesting thing I really like is I don't understand how Oregon is a 12 seed when they won the conference title, and you have teams like Cal, Arizona, and UCLA who didn't win the Pac-12. Yet Oregon did, and Oregon's the lowest of the seeds. Even Colorado had a higher seed than Oregon. I don't understand. You know, the big problem for Oregon is whether or not they're going to be able to not turn the ball over. You know, they're really good defensively, but they have struggled turning the ball over a lot. I think they're underrated. Just like I think Oklahoma State's a little overrated. They've done a good job as the year gone on. You know, if you watch them against Gonzaga earlier in the year, they really struggled. Marcus Smart didn't have a great game. He's only improved and became, you know, the Big 12 Player of the Year. But I really like Oregon. I actually like Oregon to get past St. Louis in the second round to get to the Sweet 16. You know, they're obviously not going to beat Louisville, but they're the type of team that can be one of those double-digit seeds that gets to a Sweet 16 and gets to a regional. I don't think they can get to the regional final. They would need a lot of luck to get past Louisville, just because I think Louisville matches up so well with a lot of teams. You know, they've got the guard play. They've got the down-low presence. So it's really they're really a tough team because they can match up with any type of style. You want to run, they'll run. You want to play a slow down game, they played in the Big East, so they're used to it. I really like, the way Louisville's team is built, especially with Harold down low now, to join Shane Bohannon, Gorgie Jang. Those are three really good guys. And anytime you have Russ Smith on your team, Russ has the potential to go off at any point in time. So, I don't think Oregon can get past the Sweet 16, but I do pick them to get to the Sweet 16. St. Louis is good, but like I said, I don't know if, they're a lot older than a lot of other teams in the, outside of Miami, or St. Louis is a lot of seniors, juniors and seniors with some freshmen mixed in and sophomores, but mostly upperclassmen. But I just like the way Oregon plays, and it's a tough matchup for St. Louis, even though they really didn't, they don't turn the ball over a lot, and they play really good defense. And they pretty much played, they beat VCU, and that's the type of style I think Oregon wants to play in the tournament. But I just think Oregon is kind of on a roll right now. They've got hot in the conference tournament, and I think they can carry that through and get to Indianapolis. In the second half of that bracket, Memphis, Michigan State, I don't really see them having too many problems. Creighton, Cincinnati is an interesting game. I actually like Cincinnati to not only get past Creighton, who is really, I think, McDermott and nothing else. And I think Cincinnati's guard play can really give Creighton problems. Their defense is really good. They kind of got themselves in a roll, back into a rhythm in the Big East tournament as well, before losing to Georgetown. But I actually like them to get past Duke, because I just think their guard play can give a lot of problems, especially if Duke doesn't want to match it in terms of, that means Ryan Kelly's going to be playing somebody out on the perimeter, and as good as he is shooting the ball from the perimeter, he's not good defensively on the perimeter. Plus, I think Cincinnati can kind of control the boards on a good night with either of these two teams. I like this bracket, I think, can have two double-digit teams in the Sweet 16, Cincinnati and Oregon. Michigan State, I think, is the second-best team in the bracket. I think they'll get to the Elite Eight, but I think they'll lose to Louisville. So if you're following at home, two double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16 here in the Midwest, and Louisville beating Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Write it down. Write it in erasable. Make sure it's pencil, because as we've all seen, my predictions are not good. So what I'm saying here is I pick Louisville, which means Louisville's probably going to lose in the first round. If there's any interesting matchups outside of that bracket, I don't really see it. Like I said, can Memphis give Michigan State problems? Yeah. The guard play of Memphis is something that can give Keith Appling problems, but I don't think it's enough to really force it. Michigan State would have to play a bad game on top of Memphis playing a really good game. So let's move to the West, because they're the team that will play the Midwest in the finals. In the Final Four. Gonzaga, obviously, is the one seed. I really like Pitt. I'm not sold on Gonzaga. I feel like they're more of a finesse team. Yeah, they got Kalias Harris and Lennox, very good. Pangos. But Pitt is a physical team. The problem with Pitt is they sometimes struggle to score, but I think if there's a team that can be physical with Gonzaga and kind of take them out of their game and maybe trip them up and make it a drag-out, low-scoring, physical, defensive game, it's Pitt. And I think Pitt can do that. If Pitt gets any sort of scoring from their guard play, I think they can beat Gonzaga, and Gonzaga could be the first one seed out of the tournament, which would speak to not Gonzaga's qualifications as a one seed, but just the sheer difference. There's not that much difference, in my eyes, between certain teams in this tournament. And I think this is a clear sign. Pitt is a team that I wouldn't really want to face, especially if they can get, like I said, it all comes down to if they get any sort of points, if they can score consistently and not go through one of those stretches where they can't score like they're known to do, then I really think they got a chance to beat Gonzaga in that second round. A lot of people like Wisconsin. They play really good defense. They're third in defensive efficiency in the nation. They really don't do much in terms of frustrating you, but you don't really get good looks. They're really, really good, and they don't turn the ball over. But Mississippi, I think, is a team that can give them problems. I think Mississippi, their offensive talent that you saw on Sunday against Florida is really, to me, they just score more. I just feel like in the tournament, the muck-it-up teams only get so far, and if they run into teams that can score easily and have a flow, I feel like that they got an advantage. Wisconsin struggles to score. It's just a struggle for them to get to 50 points. I think Ole Miss can kind of force them to kind of play a tempo, and I think they can win. Now, can they beat Kansas State? No. Kansas State could have some problems if Boise State gets in. LaSalle's an interesting team, but I don't think K-State really has too many problems. Magruder's obviously a top-end talent. And I like, actually, K-State. They're my favorite outside of New Mexico in this conference, in this bracket. I actually have K-State going on beating Pitt in the Sweet 16. That's a 4 seed getting all the way to the Elite Eight. I don't actually have any double-digit teams. I do have Ole Miss winning. That's a 12. I have Iowa State beating Notre Dame because I think Notre Dame is terrible. I think Notre Dame showed that, yeah, they got to the semifinals of the Big East, but I don't like them. I've seen them play. When they're bad, they are bad. They really struggle to create their own shot. I think Iowa State, with the way they score and they shoot better, they force a lot of problems. Fred Hoiberg creates mismatches and problems, and they shoot threes and they run up and down. That is not how Notre Dame wants to play. Notre Dame's got the better front court down low physically, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for Iowa State. Obviously, I think Arizona is going to beat Belmont. Arizona kind of struggled in the middle of the season, but they've got a lot of talent. They can make a deep run. They will run up with New Mexico in the second round, though, and that's tough. I hate that Ohio State Iona got stuck with Ohio State because I love watching Iona play. They're the best, one of the best offensive teams in the nation. They score with the best of them, but they cannot play defense. They're 257th. Ranked overall in defense, and I think that's just a tough matchup against Ohio State that can score with Kraft, Lenzel Smith Jr., obviously Deshaun Thomas. That's a really good team that doesn't beat themselves, and even if it's an up and down game, at some point, who do you have more confidence in getting a stop, Ohio State or Iona? Obviously Ohio State. Momo Jones or Armand are going to have to go CJ McCollum on everybody in Ohio State for them to past Ohio State. I don't see it happening. Now, the team I love, 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 love in this tournament is New Mexico. Tony Snell, Kendall Williams, Alex Kirk, they're really good. They play great defense. They didn't lose. They really didn't lose at all. And they don't foul either. But they do get to the foul line. So, you know, Snell is really good. Kendall Williams was the player of the year in the Mountain West. Defense, timely scoring, good wing players, a big man down low, which is Kirk, who can also take a hit a jump shot. That's what you want in the tournament. And it doesn't hurt. Defense travels. If you're a good defensive team with wings that can score and get you those timely baskets, that's a good makeup for March. I actually think New Mexico is the best team, pound for pound, top to bottom, in this bracket. I actually have them going all the way to the Final Four. I have them beating Ohio State in the second round, or in the third round. I have them in Los Angeles in the Elite Eight. So that's the way I see that. I just think that they're really good. You know, that matchup against Ohio State in the Sweet 16 would be really cool to watch because they're basically the same team. You know, DeShaun Thomas, Kendall Williams, kind of the same guy. You know, there's good three-point shooters, good guard play, good big men down low, great defense. I just like New Mexico better than I like Ohio State. Let's go across the bracket. So if you're scoring at home, Louisville, New Mexico is one half of my Final Four. We'll move to the East bracket, where Indiana lays wake to this bracket. They're the number one seed. You know, they're obviously going to win their 1-16 game. Doesn't matter who they play, LIU, James Madison, who cares? I like Temple. I really, really like Temple over NC State. I just think Temple has a more well-rounded team than NC State does, because I think NC State's a little bit of an underachieving team. You know, going over it, I don't really see too many. This bracket's a little more chalky. If you want to count an 8-9, Temple's a 9 beating an 8. I got Colorado beating Illinois because that's a really bad matchup for Illinois. You know, their guard play kind of cancels out Illinois' guard play, and Illinois really doesn't have much after that. You know, this bracket of of them all seems to be pretty chalky. Same in the South. There's not too many double-digit wins in the South. But back to the East. UNLV, I don't think, is going to have a problem with Cal. They like to play quick, but I don't think Cal's got anybody that can stop Anthony Bennett. You know, Bryce DeShaun Jones, Kaheem Burge, all played well in the Mountain West Final. DeShaun Jones kind of kept them in the game in the second half. But outside of that, you know, Alan Crabb's going to have a huge night for Cal if they're going to want to win. You know, you're talking a really big game, you know, 30-plus. I can see UNLV playing Syracuse in the next round because Syracuse has kind of got themselves on a bit of a roll. And if James Sutherland can shoot anywhere close to what he shot at the Garden, then, you know, Syracuse goes from dangerous to scary. A lot of people like Davidson. This is a bad matchup for Davidson because Marquette's a team that big guys, good guard play, not the most talented team they've had there. If they can get down low against Davidson, I think they have a really good chance. I actually think they'll win. I don't actually think Marquette's going to go far, though, because I have them losing to Butler in the next round. You know, Andrew Smith,
Rosie Jones. Rodney Clark, I think, is going to be the big player in this game, though. You know, if Marquette faces them in the next round, can they press them? Probably, because there's not really a true ball handler on Butler. But why would you ever count out Butler, especially a good Butler team, in this in March? I mean, that just seems to be silly. Like I said, I got Colorado over Illinois. Not much to say about that game because, again, I don't think either of those teams are going to win. And then, obviously, Miami's gonna beat Pacific. Indiana, let's move because I don't, like I said, I don't think any of these higher-seeded teams are going to lose. Except I have Butler getting to the Sweet 16 against Miami. So, again, that's the type of team that can give Marquette Marquette can give Butler problems. So, Indiana, Syracuse, Butler, Miami in the Sweet 16. The key will be the zone and whether or not Syracuse can keep Oladipo, Yogi Ferrell, Sheehy, those types of guys out of the paint. If they can, then Syracuse can absolutely win that game, and I think it's a distinct possibility. Indiana's not a very long team. Syracuse is very long, very athletic. They could definitely cause problems for Indiana. Obviously, I don't think anybody's giving Miami problems. When you get to the Sweet 16, Miami's the second. I think Miami's probably the best team in this conference, in this bracket. I don't think Indiana's really that much better. I don't, like I said, I have Indiana losing in the Sweet 16. Again, the zone would be the biggest key here. The only problem is I don't know if the length of Syracuse would have to really, really bother Shane Larkin, and there's not too much that bothers Shane Larkin. Although, when you saw Miami play North Carolina on Sunday in the ACC title game, Carolina went to zone for a little bit, and it kind of threw them out of their game. You know, Larkin started meandering around the paint, around the three-point line, not really trying to penetrate the zone, and it took them a while to get that going to where they realized that he can, you know, I think he hit a couple threes, and it kind of broke Carolina out of the zone. But Syracuse isn't going to break out of their zone regardless, and they're going to find out your strength, and they're going to take it away. So it's that's a really interesting matchup because I think the guards are not really big at Miami. Obviously, you know, Larkin's barely 6 foot, and Carter Williams, Trish, those are big guards, especially Carter Williams is 6'6". And again, it all comes down with Syracuse. Is it possible Syracuse can win this game? Yeah, it's absolutely possible. You know, they were in the Elite Eight last year. They played a tough game against Ohio State, a Miami team that's never been in the NCAA tournament but is playing lights out and is very, very seasoned with experience. I think they get it done. I think that you have Miami in the Final Four. I think it's going to be a close game. And listen, at this point of the game, you know, you could flip a coin. They very easily can Syracuse beat Miami. But I think Miami can win. Now, going to the South, this is a fun bracket because there's some fun teams in this bracket. Kansas, Nova, North Carolina, VCU, Michigan, Florida, Georgetown. It's a heavyweight bracket. The biggest upset, I don't really have one in this bracket. I guess Minnesota beating UCLA, even though it's not really that big of a shocker. Minnesota's very good, and I think UCLA has a lot of problems right now with big guys up front. You know, especially with Jordan Adams out, that's their probably UCLA's best all-around player. Outside of that, there's really not much. You know, I think Michigan's going to beat South Dakota State. I think Carolina can get past Villanova, even though the style Carolina's playing right now is very, very, it's what Villanova wants to play, up and down, three-pointers, and I think it's the same with Kansas. Although Kansas is a lot better down low. I don't think Kansas is going to lose to North Carolina in the second round. I think Carolina is the better team than Villanova. I really like this VCU-Akron matchup. It's a crazy matchup. I don't think Akron's got the skill level handling the ball to deal with VCU. I like Michigan. I think Michigan can beat VCU. It's an interesting game because I think Michigan's got better ball handlers than Akron does. The question is whether or not Michigan can control their turnovers. That's the biggest problem they have when you play VCU is limiting the turnovers. San Diego State, obviously, it all depends on Jamal Franklin. I think he's one of the better players in this bracket. Not a lot of people have heard about him. I don't see them getting past Georgetown, though, in the second round. I think they'll beat Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's really not. I don't think they got enough to get past San Diego State in the second round. Georgetown, to me, is a team that can go very, very far. I actually have Georgetown winning this bracket. I have them beating Florida in the Sweet 16. That Kansas-Michigan matchup in the Sweet 16 is very interesting because guard play is key. Kansas is kind of without a point guard. McLemore's not one. Elijah Johnson's not one. But they're very good players. The question is, can Michigan with Jordan Morgan, McGarry, and Horford kind of control the paint and kind of limit how much Withy can do? Because if they let Withy dominate the game down low, they're not going to win. As good as their guard play is, I don't think Michigan is consistent enough from the outside to win a game where Withy is dominating the paint. Can Michigan win? Absolutely. Is Kansas going to win? Probably. Because I think Kansas is a really good team that has these abilities to go on spurts. Now, the thing that can kill Kansas is good guard play and hot shooting from the outside because Kansas is not a very good perimeter defensive team. They had trouble with Iowa State during the year. Had to go to overtime both times to beat them. So that's a distinct possibility. But I have Kansas moving on. It's probably going to be a close game. But I have them losing to Georgetown in the Elite Eight. Again, the length of Georgetown is very, very big. It's a problem for other teams. I think Otto Porter is the best player overall in this tournament. I think he's the player of the year. That's how good Otto Porter is. And Georgetown's defense can just suffocate you. Their guards, they have problems. They get big shots now, which is something that's always been a problem for Georgetown. Markel Starks, Smith Rivera, those are very good players. Can Georgetown get beat by them going through scoring droughts? Absolutely. Can they force turn? Can they kind of cough the ball up? Yeah, Starks kind of has some problems with that, but I think Georgetown is going to move on. Real quickly before we go away, here's what we got: Louisville, New Mexico. I think Louisville is going to win. Georgetown, Miami. I think is a great, great game. That's one of the best games you're going to watch in college basketball this year. I think Georgetown can win. I think their guards kind of play with Miami's, and I think Miami, I don't know if Miami has an answer for Otto Porter. So I think there'll be a Big East final of Louisville-Georgetown, and I think this is the year Louisville finally gets it done. They were in the Final Four last year. They ran up against Kentucky. Another rivalry game this time in the championship game. And I think Rick Pitino is going to get that national championship. I think he's going to get that second national championship. And he's going to have a national championship with Louisville and with Kentucky. That's insane. I don't know if there's any other coaches that could have ever said that. Those two rivals, and you took both of them to the Final Four and won a championship with both of them. That's crazy. But I think it's going to happen because I think they're the best team in this tournament, and they're playing the best, and they've got the deepest team, and they just have many different ways to beat you. So those are my picks. Obviously, we'll see how it all goes. The first four games start tomorrow in Dayton. So I hope everybody enjoys the tournament, watches it. I hope everybody has their brackets filled out, watches with friends or whatnot. I know I'll be watching it, so everybody enjoy it. We'll be back next week, and we'll go over the first weekend of that tournament. So everybody enjoy your week.